For the third year in a row, an Indiana county is nearly out of money to pay its public defenders through the rest of the year. There's only about $500 left in Hancock County's public defense budget for 2017. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, it's an issue that isn't confined to one county.
There was a $4,000 witness fee.
John Apple is sitting at a desk inside his law firm, poring over spreadsheets that detail Hancock County's expenses for misdemeanor and felony cases so far this year. He chairs the county's Public Defender Board and says the numbers he sees aren't unusual.
So we've already gone through close to $500,000, and we're going to need, in my estimate, another $125,000.
He's getting ready once again to request an additional $125,000 to pay public defenders through the end of the year. Apple says a variety of factors are contributing to the budget shortfall, including a murder case that cost the county more than $50,000 this year. And there's been an overall increase in the number of cases making their way through the court system.
Generally and overall, I think we have a systemic problem that's for funding across the board, all the way from law enforcement to the courts, to the prosecutor, to the probation department, public defense.
Counties across Indiana have little help from the state when it comes to funding their public defense systems. According to the nonprofit Sixth Amendment Center, more than three-quarters of the funding comes from local governments. Counties can opt into the state's Public Defender Commission and receive partial reimbursement for representation costs associated with felony and death penalty cases. But Apple says the amount they receive varies year to year.
It would be great if we could get reimbursed on everything.
It's one of several issues a new statewide task force on public defense will look into. The group is made up of attorneys, legislators, judges, and public safety officials. Their job is to draft recommendations for improving Indiana's system. Republican State Senator Roderick Bray is part of the task force and says they'll take a comprehensive look at the challenges plaguing Indiana's public defense system.
The right of due process is one of the most important rights we have, so we need to get it right.
Funding will no doubt be part of the conversation. A Sixth Amendment Center study from last year found public defenders in many Indiana counties are taking on caseloads that are much higher than state standards. In order to come into compliance, many counties need to hire more public defenders. But Executive Director of the Association of Indiana Counties, David Bodorf, says they're already struggling to pay for what they have.
This is one of those sort of societal unfunded mandates. The county can't really do a good job of budgeting of how much money they're going to need for public defenders because you just don't know what kind of crisis may happen in your counties.
That's the situation Hancock County finds itself in year after year. Apple says while caseloads climb, the public defense budget remains the same. He's hopeful that will change, but it's unclear where the county will find the necessary funding. He says the shortfall could be addressed in part by the state contributing a set amount of money toward public defense each year.
And it isn't like that's unprecedented. The judges and so forth, their salaries are paid for, or at least mostly paid for through the state.
But it's an option Apple admits is a long shot. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.